Welcome to my podcast episode on nature-based therapies, reconnecting with the natural world for improving health and well-being. It's fascinating how engagement with nature is becoming increasingly recognized as essential for our well-being. With benefits extending across various fields from urban planning to healthcare, despite living in a fast-paced world where many of us feel disconnected from nature, research constantly highlights the profound positive impact that spending time outside can have on our physical, mental, and emotional health. Today, we'll delve into the therapeutic potential of nature and uncover how reconnecting with the natural world will significantly enhance our overall health and quality of life. Join us on this enlightening journey. Since nature-based therapies are a kind of creative health, and I would like to introduce creative health to you first. Perhaps a lot of people don't know what creative health is, but it's very close to our daily life. Creative health encompasses innovative approaches and activities aimed at preventing illness and promoting well-being. It integrates arts, nature-based practices, and community engagement to address health challenges and reduce inequalities. This holistic approach extends across the lifespan, aiding in the management of long-term conditions, facilitating treatment, and supporting recovery. Creative health activities span a wide spectrum ranging from the visual and performing arts to crafts, film, literature, cooking, and engaging with nature through activities like gardening. By complementing conventional medical practices, creative health endeavors empower individuals to enhance their health and well-being while alleviating pressure on health service. Its impacts is multifaceted, directly influencing physical and mental health outcomes through stimulating the creative imagination, fostering social connections in group settings, and enhancing living environment. Nature-based therapies include interventions that harness the healing power of the natural environment to promote health and well-being. They come in many forms by immersing the individual in an outdoor environment, including ecotherapy, adventure therapy, animal-assisted intervention, wilderness therapy, and horticultural therapy. These therapies are designed to improve physical, mental, and emotional health. Research has shown that exposures to nature or even just spending time in green spaces such as parks and gardens can reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, while improving mood and cognitive function. These therapies incorporate outdoor experiences and they complement traditional medical approaches and provide multiple benefits, including reducing stress and improving mood and social connections, while fostering a deeper appreciation of nature's healing potential. Let's take a closer look at some examples of nature-based therapies and how they can support health and well-being. Horticultural therapy exemplifies nature-based therapies, utilizing gardening activities to facilitate rehabilitation, enhance motor skills, and improve cognitive function. Participants engage in tasks like planting seeds, tending to plants, and harvest fruits and vegetables, fostering a sense of achievement and connection with nature while benefiting from outdoor exposures. Studies such as one evaluating a standardized horticultural therapy program for individuals with mental illness have shown promising outcomes. Results indicated that horticultural therapy effectively increased participants' mental well-being, engagement, and sense of accomplishment, while many reported reduced stress and anxiety. Observable changes in effect during sessions were limited, and social exchanges did not significantly increase. Nonetheless, horticultural therapy offers multifaceted benefits, suggesting its potential to complement conventional therapies and contribute to holistic health and well-being. Wilderness therapy takes a more adventure approach, involving outdoor expeditions and group activities in natural settings such as forests or mountains. Participants engage in activities like hiking, camping, And rock climbing, which not only foster physical fitness, but also encourage teamwork, problem solving, and self-discovery. It is often utilized with at-risk adolescent families and couples, providing abounding experiences and opportunities for familial healing. Activities such as expedition, games, adventure, and recreational activity are incorporated, promoting teamwork, confidence building, and emotional resilience. Therapeutic sessions conducted by mental health professionals aim to challenge negative beliefs and behavior while fostering positive thought patterns. Wilderness therapy has shown promise in managing various mental health conditions, improving self-esteem, and instilling a sense of responsibility and coping skills. However, the effectiveness of wilderness therapy program can vary, highlighting the importance of choosing accredited and reputable providers. Then I will introduce some benefits of nature-based therapies. Nature-based therapies offer a holistic approach to improving mental health and well-being, particularly in terms of societal and environmental challenges like coronavirus pandemic and the impact of the climate change. Studies have shown the exposure to green and blue outdoor environments such as gardens, parks, and water areas can significantly benefit mental health by reducing symptoms of depression and anxiety. Moreover, individuals with a strong connectedness to nature tend to adapt better to crises and experience improved well-being. In a pilot study conducted with young psychosomatic patients, nature-based therapy led to improvements in mental well-being, decreasing depression scores, and increased connectedness to nature. Patients reported the importance of the therapy's role in creating the supportive environment, using nature-related activities like poetry to foster a deeper connection to nature, and experiencing meaningful engagement. The benefits of nature-based therapies extend beyond symptom relief, encompassing a sense of purpose, improved social interaction, and overall well-being. These findings underscore the potential of nature-based therapies to serve as effective intervention for promoting mental health and resilience, highlighting the importance of incorporating natural environments into therapeutic practices. In addition, nature-based therapy offers significant benefits by reducing cortisol levels, the stress hormone, thereby mitigating stress and anxiety. Studies have consistently shown that exposures to natural environments through nature-based therapy interventions lead to decreased cortisol levels, resulting in improved mood and increased feelings of happiness and overall life satisfaction. This highlights the therapeutic potential of nature-based therapy in promoting stress reductions and enhancing mental health through its calming effects on body stress. Moreover, it promotes clear thinking among individuals dealing with depression and aids children with attention problems. Nature-based therapy is particularly effective in enhancing relationships and fostering connections, making it engaging and individuals for all age, including children and teenagers. Studies have also demonstrated nature-based therapy's positive impact on various conditions such as ADHD, dementia, pain management, stress reduction, medical recovery, mood enhancement, obesity, and PTSD. Additionally, nature-based therapy can be accessed by anyone, regardless of their mental health condition, as it capitalized on the inherent connections between human and nature, making it accessible in urban, suburban, and rural settings alike. Whether through experiencing nature directly or engaging in activities like gardening, nature-based therapy offers holistic healing by fostering awareness of oneself in relation to the environment. As we explore in this episode, nature-based therapies hold tremendous potential for improving health and well-being by reconnecting us with the natural world. Whether it's through gardening, wilderness adventure, or simply spending time outdoors, incorporating nature into our lives can have profound benefits for our physical, mental, and emotional health. So, let us take a step outside, breathe in the fresh air, and embrace the healing power of nature. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope you found this discussion enlightening and inspiring. Take care and remember to nurture your connection with nature and have a healthier, happier life.